G'day, it's Jimmy Barnes here, and you're listening to Wave FM.
Is there a new Cold Chisel album on the way?
Well, you know, a couple of months back, you know, Steve, our drummer, died.
Yeah.
Which was really, really tragic, and we're sort of still coming to terms with that. But, you know, we're hoping, you know, my thoughts on it are that we should finish what we started, and you know, and you know, honor Steve's, you know, memory as well as his great songs that he's already contributed for the album, and finish it. But we haven't, you know, actually finished and sat down and worked out how to do that. It's still a little bit raw yet, and hopefully, you know, within the next week or two, we'll get together and work out exactly how we're going to do this. But you know, my impressions is that we should try and finish what we started. And of course, it's never going to be the same, because Cold Chisel was the sum of the members. Yeah. You know, it was one of those bands where every member was as important as every other member. But you know, hopefully we'll get someone in to help us to do something and make it great. But you know, that's all going to be decided by the band, of course.
Yeah. Now you have been sort of touring across the summer, and unfortunately Steve did pass away in January. How did you was it really hard to keep going and keep performing when you found out?
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, yesterday, for instance, I played at Largs Pier, and I did a couple of songs of Rage and Ruin. And then I just thought, you know, because there was a whole bunch of our mates there, I just thought, I'll finish, you know, with Flame Trees, you know, which is one of Steve's songs. And it was, you know, it was really very difficult to sing. It was, you know, I was actually really misty, because, you know, 1984, we played there with Steve, you know. It was 1983, you know, it was like one of the last, you know, we grew up in there, you know. So, you know, and just about every venue in the country is like that for me. You know, we did play through things like that. You know, it's sad that we've lost a friend, but I try to really sort of think about all the great things that we did together and all the great, you know, there's lots of stuff, stories out there about me and Steve fighting and we literally used to come to blows a lot. but it's because we were like brothers, you know, we shared everything. We fought, we laughed, you know, we had the same sense of humour, we came from the same background. And the whole band's like that, you know. We're as sad as we are, you know, with obviously losing our brother, brings back a lot of great memories. You know, the things that we did together. You know, things that you forget about and take for granted.
It's not just any birthday party; it is Canberra's birthday party.
That's right.
You've been invited to Canberra's birthday.
That's right. Is that good? I think so. No, but I know it's a huge celebration there. I mean, I've got a lot of connections with Canberra. You know, I met my wife in Canberra. She actually, you know, grew up spent a bit of time for childhood in Canberra. So I have lots of good friends there now through my wife, and so I've got a bit of an affinity with Canberra too. I like it. There's a lot of great people there. There's a lot of great musicians that have come in through there and out of there over the years.
Yeah, there's you've got a free concert on the Monday. Now, the big question is, though, I think you're on after Bob the Builder. Is that going to be big shoes to fill on stage?
Oh, listen, I can build it. I'll get Bob up for a jam.
Maybe you could do, like, Working Class Man with
Bob the Builder. I don't know about that.
Jimmy Barnes, yeah, jamming with Bob.
This could be a whole new career for me. Yeah? I'll get, you know, kids' version.
Would you ever think of putting out, I don't know, kids albums at all?
Listen, if I wrote a great one, I would. But I've done soul records, I've done acoustic records, I've done rhythm and blues records. So you know, if I write, I think good songs are good songs. If you come up with a great album, you know, whether it's for kids or whether it's for, you know, if it's a folk album, you know, it doesn't matter. If it's a great record, you do it. But I might scare the kids, I think.
Before we let you go, you do have another album out at the moment, Floodlight, which is raising money for the Queensland floods.
Very important, that one.
How can we get onto that?
You can go to iTunes, and I think JB Hi-Fi. You can order online as well. The album's songs from all our family: Diesel, David Campbell, my daughter Mahalia, EJ, Swanee, my brother. Ben Rogers, Mahalia's husband, is on the record with his band, The Middle Class. So we've all just put together. Nobody's taken any money. No record companies have taken any money. iTunes aren't taking money. It costs $4.99, and every cent goes to the flood victims. And the thing is, people think because the floods have subsided now that it's all over.
No.
But they've had so much damage there. They're going to be working to rebuild their lives for years. So we're trying to keep that going.
Yeah. Jimmy Barnes, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Good on you. Nice to talk to you, Desmond.
Yo, man, hold on, man. Y'all got to turn them radios up.
96.5 Wave FM. Playing whenever we feel like.